It's wide open. You can catch and keep right up until the 9th of May. And it closes from the 9th of May till the 10th of June for the spawn. And then it reopens and you can retain fish again.
Are we active? Obviously, I'm seeing fish being caught.
Oh, yeah, we're active. There's fish being caught. They're just starting. There's some really big ones being caught. There was a 44 and three quarter caught last week. Beautiful fish.
Where are you set up? Are you at the Shubie River Ballpark on the Shubie?
I'm on the Shubie.
Hot spot there. I know also up towards Stewiacke. Is it a different time of year or is it all the same time?
You can catch in both areas. A couple weeks from now, it'll progressively pick up in the Stewiacke for like lure fishing and the bait fishing also, because that's where the fish come down from Grand Lake and go up into the Stewiacke River to spawn.
For folks that might not know who I'm chatting with, you're the guy in the truck with the bait up that way, and you've got a really cool name for your company.
Called Bender Over Outdoors Bait and Tackle.
Love it. And there is a good reason that they call you the Fish Father.
Somebody with a little experience that can point you in the right direction, give you some helpful hints and tips and spots to fish.
Well, and that's just it, because this is one thing that a lot of folks don't necessarily do, is give people pointers with regards to fishing a lot of times.
Yeah, nobody really wants to give up their spot.
No. I get that. There is plenty of water and plenty of fish, though.
That's for sure. And there's a whole river here. There's many and plenty of places to fish.
Best time to fish, high tide, low tide?
High tide brings new fish, but here in the river you can fish any time of the tide, because the fish are here to migrate into for spawning, or in the fall they're migrating back home to the Grand Lake. So there's enough water in the river to sustain the fish. So high tide is like an optimum time, like any other place you fish the tide. That always brings new fish. It makes them more active. When the tide's low, there's less water, same amount of fish. So they're a little easier to target.
We're pretty lucky to be able to catch fish like this so close, right?
Oh, for sure. This is like world-class fishing in all reality, if you have to think about it. Nobody really has fish of this size on right at their doorstep. Like, it's only a half an hour outside the city. Anybody can do it because it's in tidal water, so you don't need a fishing license.
Mind you, you're not just going to go with your little lake rod.
Nope. We have everything here on site, from the rigs to the baits to the poles.
To the advice which you offered up today, which we appreciate.
You're welcome.